Oh, hey, you're home. The hoodie I'm wearing? Yeah, I know it's yours. So? What? No, I'm not giving it back. Don't look at me like that. It's no big deal, babe. I was cold and all my hoodies are in the wash. Yes, all of them. I did laundry yesterday and forgot to put them in the dryer, so they're still wet. And it's freezing in here. You never turn the heat up high enough because you're always so scared the bills are gonna skyrocket. So I borrowed one of yours. Is that such a crime? Yeah, I'll give it back. Eventually. Oh my god, are you seriously gonna be weird about this? It's just a hoodie. I know it was your favorite one. That's why I took it. It's the comfiest. Plus, it smells like you, which is... Wait, why am I telling you that? Forget I said that. Stop smirking. I just meant, it's comforting in a way. Plus, I didn't even think you were going to be back so early. Well, because you had those leaving drinks, right? How was it? I'm not trying to change the subject. You want it back? Come take it then. Oh, you're just gonna stand there? Okay. Guess it's mine now. What? No, I'm not getting up. I'm comfortable. And warm. And this spot on the couch is perfect. You can sit down if you want. There's plenty of room. Or you can keep standing there looking all annoyed. That's fun too. I love how particular you are about your stuff. Like everything has to be in its place. Your books organized by color. Your snacks labeled in the pantry. Your hoodies folded in a specific way. It's kind of endearing. In a neurotic sort of way. And now I'm wearing your precious hoodie and you can't do anything about it. Well, you could try to take it off of me, but that would require getting close. Are you blushing? Oh my god, you are. But seriously, this hoodie is really comfortable. What is it, like... premium fabric or something? Doesn't it look perfect on me? Maybe I should keep it, actually. I'm just messing with you. Relax. You want to know why I really took it? Fine, I'll tell you. As I said, I didn't think you were coming home so early tonight. I was cold, and you were gone. And I was feeling lonely, and I thought it'd make me feel, I don't know, close to you, I guess. Not that I want to be close to you, but I wanted to feel like you were around, kind of. Because you sort of have a comforting presence when you're not being annoying and OCD about the apartment. Oh, now you're sitting down. Finally. You still look pissed. You really don't like other people touching your stuff, huh? What are you gonna do? Wrestle it off me? Go ahead. Try. No, I'm serious. Try to take it back. Wait, stop. That tickles. No, I'm not giving it to you. Get your hands off. Okay. Okay. Okay, stop. Stop. You're really gonna fight me for this hoodie. And that is so childish. Stop laughing. Just don't tickle me. Take it off slowly. Don't look so scared. I'm wearing a t-shirt underneath, obviously. Why are you hesitating now? It's just a hoodie, remember? You said so yourself. Are you scared to touch me or something? You're thinking about it. I can tell from that little frown on your face. Okay, how about this? I'll make it easier for you. I'll lift my arms like this. See? Now all you have to do is grab the bottom and pull it up. Simple. Why aren't you doing it? You're staring at me. I mean, I know I look good in your hoodie, but come on. Are you gonna do this or not? I'm getting arm cramps here. Okay, I'll start pulling it up a little. Just a little. Now you finish. Your hands are shaking. That's adorable. Just grab it. Right here. There you go. Pull it up. Okay. My head is stuck. Oh my god, just pull it up. Happy? Now I'm freezing. And it's your fault. Oh, wow. Wow, your hands are really warm. They kind of feel nice there, actually. Around my shoulders. No, I don't want you to move them. You can't move them, or I'll freeze to death. Of course I'm serious. Don't you dare. Why are you so warm? It's weird. Well, this is the closest we've ever been, isn't it? We've never cuddled before. I mean, we've sat next to each other on this couch like 100 times. Watched movies together. Argued about what to order for dinner. But not like this. Not with your hands on me and me all snuggled up against you. It's kind of nice, though. Are you always that warm? Or are you just nervous right now? You're nervous? Because we're close? That's actually really cute. Of course I'm not nervous. This isn't... I mean, we're just hanging out. I'm not some ingenue who blushes when she gets close to someone. And my heart's beating really fast. Really? Can you actually feel it? That doesn't mean anything. It's just the warmth. It's making my blood pump. My heart pump. Harder. And the blood rush through my veins. Whatever. We've been roommates for, 8 months now? And we've never... I don't know why we haven't done this before, I mean. Because we're both stubborn idiots who pretend we can't stand each other. I don't pretend. I can't stand you. No. You are unbearable. Hey, no, come back. I'm cold. Come back. You're not unbearable. Do you find me unbearable? Annoying. You don't actually hate when I steal your stuff, right? You just pretend to. Like right now, you're not actually mad about the hoodie. Correct me if I'm wrong. You look like you want to say something, but you're too chicken. So just say it. Been wanting to do this for a while. Do what exactly? Cuddle? Oh. Yeah. Oh. Me too. I've thought about it. On occasion. Not like that, you perv. Just what it would feel like to be this close to you. Without the excuses or the fighting or the pretending. And now here we are, and I don't really know what to do with myself. Where should I even put my hands? Around your neck. You want to hold them in yours? Yeah, okay. This feels good. Your hands are so warm, I can't believe it. We actually fit together pretty well, don't we? For two people who are constantly bickering. You know what's funny? I always thought if we ever did this, it would just be awkward. But it's not. It's nice. Your face is so close to mine right now. Oh, you have a little freckle near your eye. I never noticed that. And you have a tiny scar on your lip. How did you get that? Skateboarding accident when you were 12? I cannot believe that. You're way too much of a scaredy cat to go skateboarding. Like, that's what a cool kid would do. He used to be a cool kid. Damn, what happened to you, Romy? Can you imagine what that cool kid would say if they saw you wearing those perfectly ironed shirts? That is not very Avril Lavigne of you. Well, you can tell that kid that the adult version of you isn't too bad. Drives me crazy at times, but I kind of love it. You told me before about the skateboarding. Must have slipped my mind. But hey, I remember a lot of the stuff you tell me, you know? Even when you think I'm not listening. Like how Spider-Man is your favorite superhero. And how you hate it when people spoil movies. I know things. I know a lot of things about you. Things you may not know yourself. Well, such as how you wanted to kiss me that night we stayed up until 4 a.m. talking on this very couch. What, you didn't think I knew? Oh, please. You kept looking at my mouth the entire time. I wanted you to, for the record. I still want you to. Are you really gonna make me ask? Fine. I'm being all vulnerable right now, and it's probably freaking you out because I'm usually so. You taste like that mint gum you're always chewing. I like it. I like this. Just being here with you. Cuddling. Not fighting for once. Although the fighting is kind of fun too. But this is way better. Can I just stay here? Like this? In your arms? Cuddled up against you? For a while? Because I wasn't planning on moving anyway. You're stuck with me now. On this couch. Cuddling. For the rest of the night. You're okay with that? Yeah. Me too. Now stop talking and kiss me again. I really, really like it when you do that.